I'm chemically dependent. I check the AA box. Person walks off. Old timer sitting next to me says, what the hell is that? I said, well, that means we're an alcoholic and a drug addict. He says, oh, my God, hold on. You know, here we're just simply alcoholics. That person coming in the door hears you saying, I'm chemically dependent, is going to say, what in the heck is that? I got a problem with alcohol, with booze. I can't quit drinking. Have I got to have one of those, too? I thought I could get some help here. I'm confused. And at that moment, and there have been many, where I went from ignorant to informed. I have the right to say anything I want to. I'm Deb, and I'm an alcoholic, and a blah, and a blah, and a blah, blah, blah. Okay? But my responsibility is to the common welfare. And while I'm off doing my rights, I'm also separating me from you, and I needed to be a part of you, more like you, so my roots go deeper. And when he said that, I knew I had a decision to make. Nobody was telling me what to do, so to speak, but he made it very clear that should I continue from that point on, I knew I was not doing what I should be doing from that point on. And that helped me just get simple and once again be one of you. I love the fact that we have autonomy, that our groups do not have to be the same. We have a lot of similarities. Most start and end with a prayer, but it could be different prayers, different formats. I hope that you have found a group that you really look forward to going to every week, or however oftentimes your group meets. Because there's nothing worse than it's home group night. I mean, if you are not lit up, then find a place to get lit up. I mean, again, there's a lot of places I have visited that would not be my new home group. And I'm sure many people have come to Primary Purpose and felt different things, and it's not their new home group. But because they're not quite into structure, little too radical for them, what we do, which is, I think, very attractive. But I've disrespected home groups. You know, I might talk badly about them or kind of compare them to another group. And that's disrespecting that group. Time doesn't allow me to tell you all the stories, but one quick one was I was asked to be the speaker somewhere, and their format was that you also were like the leader, okay? And so I was going down, I'm doing my leading part and reading the script, and there's a question that came up that I just didn't approve of. So I skipped it like I didn't see it. I speak, and then we get to the end, and it turns over to the secretary, and he says, oh, we forgot to ask. The intentional question I skipped was, are there any Al-Anons in the room? And I didn't feel that was appropriate in an AA meeting, that you called it an AA meeting. Now, I have no opinion on that today, but I disrespected that group's conscience to ask that question. And he didn't throw me under the bus or embarrass me, but I knew what I had skipped and what I had done. And I have always tried to pay attention when a group invites me somewhere. I read what they ask me to do very carefully so that I honor their customs, which may be different from mine, our groups. We only have one primary purpose. Now, we as members of Alcoholics Anonymous in that fifth tradition have one primary purpose where we carry the message, but the tradition says that it carries its message, that the group carries its message. So the question becomes, so what's your group's message? Is it hodgepodge? Is it check-in therapy? Is it so militant you dare not, burp? I mean, Is it well-